B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
All right, it is Wednesday, so we're going to do a datum or dump them. Let's go to Tina. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Why are you now having doubts about going on another date? Tell us what happened.
Well, I figured I'd call you guys. Maybe you could help because I'm kind of torn. Mm-hmm. I went on a date with this guy, and I met him at the restaurant. Like, I drove myself. And when I got there, the parking lot was really crowded, and the only space open was next to this car that was, like, way over the line. But I had to take it. It was kind of my only option. So mm-hmm. I parked and had to squeeze out of my car. It was really tight. It's just annoying. I hate when people do that.
Mm-hmm. I already know where this is going. This is like a Seinfeld episode.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, so I go in, and I met up with him, and I actually had a really good time. The date was fine, but then he offered to walk me to my car, and turns out the one that was parked next to me parked over the line.
It literally is like a sitcom.
Yeah. Oh,
and it was him. It was his car, wasn't it?
It was his car.
Yeah.
It kind of changed my whole opinion. And I don't know if that's dumb.
No, it's not dumb. That would annoy me too.
A park, the way a guy parks is a relationship deal breaker.
What a big turnoff for me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's not a relationship deal breaker, but it is a turnoff. It kind of shows that he thinks that he doesn't apply to the rules and that he's better than everyone else. That's what that says to me.
Tina, there's something that happens though, and I want you to think back on that night. Did the car next to him also park like crap? Because sometimes you said the parking lot was slammed. If the car next to him parked like crap, then that would force him to park like crap and would force you to use a can opener to get out of your car. Did you vibe that?
I mean, I did not notice the car next to him significantly enough to say.
What did you say to him? Surely you said to him, hey, who's the a-hole who parked over the line?
Well, the way I found out it was him is I said, I promise, like, I'm not the one that parked like an a-hole, got stuck here because of that car next to me. They were parked first, and he was like, oh, that's my car. I was like, oh.
And that's where he kind of left it, okay.
Yeah, it was just kind of awkward. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if I'm making too big of a deal out of it, but honestly, like, it just really rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, Tina, let's see what our radio family thinks. The fate of the relationship is in their hands. 704-570-9595. We're going to play Ed Sheeran, take the phone calls, get the texts, tally up the votes, and we'll tell you if you date them or dump them coming up next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You're on the Rim Morning Show, KISS 95.1, date them or dump them. Tina having second thoughts on dating guy because he parks like a total jerk, taking up multiple spots.
You know, sometimes if they have really nice cars, people with really nice cars will park far away from everyone else in like a big parking lot, and they'll take up like five spots to avoid people hitting them and dinging them. Did he have like a, I don't know, Lamborghini, Mercedes, something like that? No.
You want a Toyota?
Oh, maybe it was a classic. All right, Loren, we took text messages. Date them or dump them. The date fate of Tina is in your hands, the MRL Show fam. What are we looking at?
Okay, so this text message goes back and forth. It says, if dude backed the car in, then dump him. Never look back. He's got bigger issues. If he pulled in the front, he can't drive, but that's repairable. And to that, I say that's not true because look at me. I can't park or drive, and it's never been repairable in my husband's opinion. I've wrecked every car we've ever owned. So, honestly, I see a lot of dump ems.
Yeah, someone says if he keeps doing it, dump him. He could be a bad parker. I like this one. 704 said, I went on a date with someone who parked in the handicap spot because it was the closest to the door. I didn't go out with him again because one's moral compass is really important to me. And I think that's what you're sitting on, Tina.
Yeah, I mean, to a lesser extent, the handicap spot, I think, is actually a little worse.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying, now they're starting to come in, dump him, dump him. That shows that he's either a bad parker or his moral compass is bad.
Yeah, you got to dump him.
Compass.
Thank you.
All right? You got to dump him. You can't go out with the guy anymore because he parked poorly.
You know, it's funny because I actually was expecting people to say I was overreacting.
No, no. No, Tina. Dump him.
I guess I was right.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Now, see, everybody better park good or else you won't be able to go out with anyone anymore.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Morgan?
Yes?
Mr. Brown here, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I got your paperwork, your pamphlet, and the back isn't filled out, and I thought I could call you on the phone and just knock this out. It's the American survey part where we ask you kind of a potpourri of questions.
Okay.
What is potpourri, by the way? I always thought that was a type of a pot or a plant.
Wait, isn't potpourri like the dried flowers?
Maybe. That wasn't part of the questionnaire, by the way. I was just, you know, shooting the skinny, as they say.
Okay.
Let's talk about the English grammar. Do you say on accident or by accident or accidentally?
Accidentally.
Look at you, know it all. Why did they call them butterflies? There's no butter involved. I mean, they do flutter by.
Nah.
You know, but they call them butterflies.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a play on words. I don't know.
What you doing with that Trump check?
Paying bills.
Yeah. Are you offended that Trump wants to sign it?
I don't know what that has to do with the census. I don't understand why you need to know my political affiliation.
You know what? I do this all the time, Morgan, where I throw in my own personal questions for fun. That wasn't actually on the paperwork.
Okay.
You know, have you ever seen someone dance like a robot? You know, do the robot dance?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with anything?
Well, I was just thinking, weren't robots really smart? They wouldn't dance so poorly. Maybe we should modernize the dance.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, maybe we should, but I'm confused. Oh, what's
Are eyelids
what?
Lips for the eyes?
Finally.
Sometimes they hold on and you could tell them like, hey, a friend of yours wants to play a prank on you and wanted to do the senseless, but sometimes they just hang up and then you have to call them back.
Yeah.
And explain. And then I don't hear that part because some, you know,
yeah,
it
yeah.
is what it is.
Right.
You know?
But Morgan was funny. Oh my God. She bit hook, line, and sinker.
Because she was genuinely interested in what the heck is this?
I feel like if you had ever called me, I would be one of those people who would just hang on because I'm like, this can't be real.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
So we just decided somebody's date fate not too long ago, but I found an article from Reddit that has some of the worst dates that people should have walked out on.
Well, it is Worst Date Wednesday, so why not read a couple of them, Lorette?
That's it. So someone said when he said he was actually from an entirely different state, looking completely different from his photos, and then asked to borrow $400 for methadone.
Oh.
It says, I shouldn't have left. I immediately left.
Uh-huh.
Someone said when
catfished.
I was at a, huh?
They were catfished.
Yep. Someone said when I was at a party, I met her current boyfriend, and he said, go, take her. I'm sick of her stuff.
Sounds like a married couple.
Yeah, right. He didn't let me look at the menu. He ordered for me.
Lorette, you like that.
Yes, but not this.
Okay.
He ordered a water and kids' chicken nuggets meals for her. That's probably all we had
Yeah,
I ain't mad at kids' chicken nuggets.
I ain't mad at that either. Although, you know, if you get the kid orders at Olive Garden to go, that's still a lot of pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, and you can save money. Just get it to go.
Okay. Well, I think they were sitting down somewhere, but.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are first dates, dude.
Yeah.
I mean.
He said she brought her ex-boyfriend to see if he approved. After he did, they asked for a three-way.
Whoa. Well, that's not much of an ex, I guess.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Somebody said she pulled out her iPad and started trying to sell me insurance.
That's awesome.
These are some of the first dates that you probably should have left on.
Looks like you have some wrinkles under your eyes. Have you ever considered this product? And I have a bunch of it right here. Mm-hmm. Give me a minute.
I'd be like, sir, unless it's Botox, I'm going to slap you.
No, this is better than Botox. It's a little invasive. You can check out my Facebook page. I got a bunch of testimonials.
Okay.
By the way, I'm selling Scentsies as well. So if you know anyone who needs some Scentsy candles.
And then the last one says, I picked her up and she said, can we hurry up and go? My husband's going to be back soon. Don't worry. We're getting a divorce, but he definitely won't want to see me going out on a date.
Wow. Huh. I was looking at this TikTok yesterday and it's a woman who said that she bailed on the first date because she has a positive COVID test with her, and she can use that if the date's not going well to show the guy that, hey, I took a PCR and it just came back positive. And oh, so she shows the results
like on the
phone? Test. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I gotta
you're
go.
Like checking your phone.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. I just tested positive. You need to go quarantine.
I'll tell you what, women have won the week so far. It's Wednesday, but on Monday we talked about a woman who orders drinks for herself on a first date
yep.
and has them sent so that she looks like she's a real catch.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that great, yet if somebody sends themselves flowers in the office, is like sad or weird?
Yeah, I don't know, because you're actually
drinking?
On a date with
I'm
someone.
Still kind of not mad at that either.
Oh, really?
But listen, there's somebody there next to you, right, or across from you. So when you get a drink sent to you, that person's like, "What the? That's she's mine or
yeah.
he's mine? What are you talking about?"
Mm-hmm.
With the flowers at the office is like, I don't know, it's just a little different.
Keep your game tight.
Yeah. All right. We need to hear why you bailed on a first date. Come on. Jump on the phones. You can tell us 704-570-9595. Nicole is standing by and ready to take your calls.
Yep. So why did you bail on the first date? Call now.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It is Worst Date Wednesday. Loren just read a couple of stories from people who bailed on a first date. Like, things have got to be going really bad for you to bail on the first date.
Yeah.
Got a text message from 704 that said they bailed on the first date when they find out the person drove a motorcycle.
Yeah.
He said, I will not date someone who drives a motorcycle.
Must be a trigger for them.
Yeah, maybe.
I can see how that would make someone nervous.
980 says they left the date because the way the person they were on the date with was talking to the waitress.
That's
very rude.
Mm-hmm.
That is worthy of ending a first date.
Agreed.
Another person said they had an argument right in front of me on the phone with their brother when they were very rude.
Right.
You don't want that in your life. Sometimes I think Loren forgets that we're in the room
mm-hmm.
when she
Why?
Talks. Sometimes you talk on the phone and, you know.
Was it just very personal? Is that what you're concerned
yeah,
with?
Yeah, no. I mean, like, sometimes I think I get scared.
Oh.
Because she's, you know.
What?
Getting on somebody.
Right.
It was supposed to be here on Tuesday. It's now Wednesday afternoon.
No.
Wrath of Ren is
the wrath of
Ren. But I yeah. say it nicely. You guys act like I'm berating someone.
No, you do. You have a way with words. Hey, so it's supposed to be here on Tuesday. It's now Wednesday. So what do we do?
So what do we do?
If it were you, what would you do?
Oh, speaking about what would you do, I screwed up so bad. In fact, let's play a song, and I'll come back after 9 and tell you how I screwed up my son's soccer.
Oh, are you coaching this year?
No, he's out of the rec, and he wants to get into the academy.
Oh, and you've already screwed it up.
I screwed up something, and my wife was like, "You, how does one do that?"
Well, with you, it's pretty easy to understand.
And right. there's, like, it's going to be hard for me to back it down.
All right, let's talk to Manny. Hear his story coming up after the Biebs.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So I screwed up, and to fix the screw up is going to be difficult. My son is doing academy soccer, which you might find interesting because I got sucked in 2 years ago into coaching recreational soccer for Dean.
Yeah, I don't know what the difference is.
Well, like the academy, I'm not a coach. Like the academy is where they actually have coaches and we pay to have these kids coached. Like our money that we pay for the academy goes to the coaches. So they're real soccer coaches that know a thing or two about soccer. Not like me. You know, where I knew about sports, but specifically, wasn't a great soccer coach. But I did enough to get by in rec. So last year, in October, we lost a tournament, and Dean got in the car, and he started crying. He was really upset.
Aww.
And I said, Bud, what's the matter? He's like, I'm just not good enough.
Aww.
And I want to get better.
I thought he was crying because you were a bad coach.
I think he was. I think he was kind of backhanded me telling me that I can't. Well, if he played hockey or tennis or a sport that I really knew about, I could even probably coach some basketball. But soccer, I just really knew nothing about. So he said, Dad, I want to do the academy. So I was like, all right, well, I'll sign you up for the academy. So we sign him up for the academy. And with the academy comes a home jersey, an away jersey, shorts, a practice shirt. And it's a link that's sent to me. And it says, click on the link to get all your child's apparel. Now, you have to pay for it, but it is what it is. He wants to do it. My son wants to do it. Damn it, I'll pay for it.
Right.
So I do it, and I get everything in a small. And the package arrives, and Dean's all excited because he wants to see his number 12 jersey, and can we put it on? Well, Amanda opens the package, and it's an adult small.
Oh, so it's way too big.
Oh, way too big. Considering since Dean's small for his age at 8 anyway, way too big.
Oh.
So I have a problem, as you guys know. I don't apologize well. I deflect naturally.
So who'd you blame?
Well, I blame the company, soccer.com. I said, well, when I went to soccer.com, the drop-down menu offered small, medium, and large. And I knew Dean was 8, so and he's tinier than a typical 8-year-old, so let's go small. What I didn't see was down below small, medium, and large was YL, YM, YS. Yeah.
You didn't see that?
No. Youth. So I go on the website and I go, all right, I'll just return this stuff. Well, my neighbor who also has a kid going into academy goes, well, they're not going to take it back because it's like specifically it's got his number on it. It doesn't have his name, thank God, but his number's on it. And the website specifically says we do not take returns for custom kits.
Okay.
So my wife's like, she texted me a little while ago. This is what got me thinking about it. She goes, you better work your magic today. And return this stuff. And I go, well, maybe when Dean's 14, he can wear it. She goes, maybe when Dean's son's 14, he can wear it. Because it's going to be too big for him even when he's 14.
So your wife not only wants you to buy a new one.
But, I already did. I already ordered the new one.
But she also wants you to find a way to return and get your money back for that one.
It's over $100 worth of equipment.
Yeah, I think you're just going to have to eat it. I think your mistake was a $100 mistake.
But I'm going to call and be like, hey, how you doing? Darndest thing.
I don't know how to look on your website.
Yeah. My wife has really been struggling with COVID, so she normally does this stuff. Ooh, that's a good idea. Hold on.
That's what you're going to blame it on?
I think so.
Oh, tell them you have COVID brain. You got brain fog from COVID.
Not bad. Keep yelling them out. I need all the help I can get.
How about you need glasses?
Glaucoma.
What am I, 100?
Yeah, put that down.
I couldn't see so good.
Well, you really didn't see the difference between the small and the Y small.
COVID brain. Maybe I can relate to the person. Like, sorry, I was watching Yellowstone at the time. Everybody likes that show. Beth really threw me off of what she did.
That's not bad, right? That. Why don't you say that their website malfunctioned and you didn't see the Y options?
I think I'm going to say that, but she's going to say, or he's going to say, like, well, the website, it wasn't functioning. I need to get on a better, more human level. You know?
Hey, listen.
Go with dry January. That's my excuse.
Not bad.
Tell them you lost your job.
Hardship.
A hardship request.
But how do I use that as a... We don't accept returns, sir.
I can't afford to keep both.
Can you just take this? I lost my job.
Well, sir, maybe they shouldn't be playing the academy then, where it's so expensive.
think somebody would say that.
Well, I had my job when I enrolled him into the academy. You want to tell my son that I'm too poor for the academy?
Sorry, the winter storm really has me shook. I was working on a two-hour delay that morning. All I know is my wife's not going to accept no return, so I got a lot of pressure on me today. Everybody say your prayers.
Now your celebrity sleeves. It's the Dirty with Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
So I think one of the main things that everyone is talking about this morning is Jamie Lynn Spears, because she went on a podcast that dropped yesterday and pretty much bared it all for the world. And there's a lot going on between her and Britney right now. And she said that she had text messages on her phone to clear her name. Well, she went on this podcast and basically said that, you know, her life experiences shouldn't be discarded because they were different. Like, she saw them differently in the world.
Jamie Linden?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's, I think it's the last clip on that page.
All right.
Yep.
Here we go.
I want to protect everybody. I've got to stop doing that. It's a bad habit. I can't diminish my experiences, no matter whether it was my mother, my sister, my brother, if it was Joe Blow off the street.
Yeah.
I have to respect my experiences. And I guess I just don't know how to do that because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And I don't want to, like, I don't know. I'd rather be in pain than cause pain.
What whispering
sucks.
There. Yeah.
I mean, maybe you could start by not being public with...
But maybe that's her way of... dealing with it. You know, we have the radio show where we deal with a lot of our stuff. Like, you didn't want a relative to come stay with you. You got to talk about it on the radio today. Feel better about yourself because other people agreed with you.
I don't know if I use this show as therapy.
I do.
Yeah. I don't think I do.
Jamie Lynn discovered how famous Britney was when she was a kid. Let's hear that.
I was so confused. And then I just remember I was on the trampoline at my friend's house, and like her song came on, and somebody said, "Your sister is a real singer and she's famous." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And they were like, "Her song is on the radio." I was like, "What do you mean? Like singer, like Mariah Carey singer?"
Yes, that's how influential radio is, people.
Well, speaking of singers, Adele, it's come out that she is earning big bucks for that Las Vegas residency.
Who?
Adele.
It is my great delight to introduce the 15-time Grammy-winning
icon. Please, Lorraine, when you say her name,
Adele.
It has to be.
I don't even know if I can hold it that long.
And I want you to say 15-time Grammy nominated.
Oh, okay. Adele. Well, now she can add highest paid female performer in Vegas to that list of accolades as well. She will be getting almost $700,000 per show.
And that starts this week?
Yeah, I think Friday, I think it opens. And then it's official. The Grammys have been moved to April 3rd in Las Vegas. So if you want more celebrity gossip or more information on that, you can always head to kiss951.com.
Great. Thanks, Lorraine.
Lorraine and I would stay longer, but we got to go accept an award in a little bit.
That is true. You won the Window Award.
We'll tell you tomorrow. It's more than the Window Award.
It's not just the Window
Award.
Stop
diminishing the
award. All right.
And by the way, clear off wall space over there so we can go up. If you missed anything, listen to the replay on demand wherever you listen to your podcast. You can grab the MRL show free of commercials, free of music, all just us. Plus, we do a rap party, which is an additional 15, 20 minutes of MRL unfiltered. It's a lot of fun.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.